So how many believe he's already here? So the next verse says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Amen. And he said, 23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Oh, praise God. We are the faithful high priest this morning. Amen. Shall we just stand? Let's sing one song. God is so good, hallelujah. God is so good, God is so good, is so good too. Oh, God is so good, God is so good, hallelujah, God is so good, God is so good, is so good too. Oh, me, do you love him because he first loved you? Oh, I love him so. Hallelujah. I love him so. I love him so. He's so good too. Yes, Lord Jesus, whom should we love? There is no one than you, Lord Jesus Christ, because you first loved us, Lord. Father, we thank you for the week that has just gone, and Lord, you've ushered us into the beginning of another week, Lord. Father, we thank you, the Lord Jesus, beginning the week right in your presence, in your house, Lord. We see it as grace, Lord, unto us. Father, we look out there, we see how bright, O Lord, the atmosphere, the sunshine, O Lord, and your breath which you have breathed upon us, Lord, for us to receive life. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for many mercies you have given to us from far and near. And Lord, it is you that called us. And Father, we know when you call your children, Lord, there is always something good in store for them. So, Lord, we have come with all humility, Lord. We've responded to your call, and we have come boldly, Lord, this morning, Lord, to your throne of grace. Lord, believing with full assurance of faith that, Lord, this morning you meet us individually. Oh, we will obtain grace from you, Lord. So, Father, even as we commit our Sunday school, Lord, into your hands, we pray, Lord, as we our studies, you are the teacher, Holy Spirit. Come, take your word and make it live unto us. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? God richly bless you. We continue with our studies. So we shall turn to Revelation 3:14. Revelation 3:14. Laodicea. These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Amen. And we've gone through This thing saith the Amen. And last week we were, this thing saith the faithful. And this morning we are going to look at this thing saith the true witness. And then we have the last, the beginning of creation of God. So, but before we go on, I just want us to go back to this thing saith the Amen for just a little studies here. I was looking at the scriptures, you know, looking at the message, what the prophet said. You know, this message is so life. Amen. The word of God is life. Anytime you go back to it, something tells you to look at something for you to what? To broaden your understanding of what? Of the message and of the word. Amen. So what the prophet was saying here, he is the God of the Amen. Amen. He is the God of the Amen. Then the prophet gave four statements about this. One, he said, he never changes. And he does never changes. Amen. So something just asked me, is there scripture for it? Oh, yes. I said, yeah, there's a scripture for what the prophet is saying. And we get that in Malachi 3:6, isn't it? Where it says, for I am the Lord, I changeth not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Amen. See, if he's a God that changes what he says or what he is, my brother, we'll all be lost. Amen. Because I wouldn't know the time when probably he changed his word. And so I'll be continuing with what? The old one. Praise the Lord. See? So he changeth not. His word also will not change. So I was looking for the scripture, and that was what Malachi 3:6. Then he said again, he says it, and it stands fast. He says it, and it stands what? Fast. So I was looking for the scripture for that also. And I got it in Isaiah 14:24. Amen. We said, the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it what? Stand. Amen. So whatever he says, he said, it stands fast. And there is a scripture. Amen. Then thirdly, about God is the Amen, he said, he does it and it is done forever. He does it and it is done forever. So I said, I've already got two scriptures, then I had to get a scripture for this also. And this also will take us to what? Ecclesiastes 3:14. Amen. Where it says, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Oh, amen. See, the prophet said, he does it and it is done forever. And here in Ecclesiastes, you find it. I know that whatever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken away from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. That is an unchanging God. It comes back to the same thing again. Praise the Lord. And so that's, and then the last one, the prophet said, none can take from what he says or add to it. Amen. And that's the Ecclesiastes, which we just read, partly of it. But he gave his last warning. He gave his last warning. The last warning. That means God is particular about his word, because he changeth not. So he says what? If any man, that's Revelation 22, 18 and 19, that if any man shall add unto these things, see, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the word of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life. Amen. Not that alone. Not, and then out of the holy city. Praise the Lord. See? You will never see that holy city. That New Jerusalem. You will be taken. You are out from it. And from the things which are written in this book, you'll be taken away from it. And so, my brother, see, this word, we are here. Amen. We are here. So when you take away anything from his word, you'll be taken away from here also. Praise the Lord. So just for, as I was studying and I can, so all these four, it has what? Scriptures backing what the prophet has said. Praise the Lord. So great. Amen. And then we knew that as he is the God of amen, it means whatever he says is what? Is final. Amen. Then we came to this thing saith the faithful, which last week we were looking at. And we found out that people, the prophet said, people see God to be probably an impersonal God. That because he changeth not, he created the universe and then put every law in place. He predestinated those who he had known before the foundation of the world. He did all these things. All these things has already what, had been in his thought. So, he said some people may think that then, after God had finished with all these things, he just folded his arms and then watching the scene just like that. Because after all, if he have predestinated everything, then I myself had to fold my arms and sit down. If I will be a preacher, you will take me to come and stand here. No, sir. Praise the Lord. But we find out that what God has purposed in your life, amen, you cannot run away from it. Amen. It will be just that word. It's like what? An artesian well that is in you, springing up onto what? Onto everlasting life. See, that was in what? Because as the prophet said, Moses, when he was born, that equipment was born in him to be what? A deliverer. Amen. So Moses, when he was growing, look at where Moses was. Look at where he was. He had everything around him. Whatever he needs, he just snap his hand like this. It what? It has to come. Amen. Praise God. But because of the purpose of God in him, he couldn't see those things. He was seeing where the purpose of God was. You see? And so even with all that enthusiasm and the zeal, he failed. When he tried to do it, he failed and ran away. But what? God chased him to the backside of the desert to bring him back what? To fulfill his purpose. See, and so if you are a predestinated child, it doesn't mean you go to fold your hand, whatever God has said about you, it will come. But he said, no, it's already in you and it will work. You cannot help it. Praise the Lord. You'll be working towards that purpose that God has put in you. Praise the Lord. So he's not an impersonal God. That's what the prophet says. And now, I say that how too many people are apt to think. But that is wrong thinking, for God is governing in the affairs of men right now. See, he's governing in us right now. He's both the creator and the sustainer, you see. He said he's working all things at this moment according to the purpose of his will. Amen. And he's right in the midst of all of it. See? He's in the midst of all of it. All your ups and downs, everything, he's what? He's in the midst of all of it. Amen. And he said he is in the midst of his church. Oh, praise God. Amen. So he's a faithful God. He's a faithful God. As we read, he said, let's draw near to him this morning with a pure heart, with full assurance of faith. Amen. With our hearts sprinkled from evil conscience. Now, let's look at he is the true witness. He is a true witness. Now, this word true, see, we've come back to the true again. We saw it the other time. This word true is the same word we saw back in Revelation 3:7. As the prophet is saying, you recall that it does not mean true as a contrast with what? False. See, when it's a true witness, it says it's not in contrast with what? With false. It has a richer, deeper meaning by far. It expresses what? Perfect realization in contrast with what? Partial realization. We had that, we have already studied that. You know, the Old Testament carries, it carries the shadow of things to come. Praise the Lord. So that's what the prophet said is partial realization. It did some work at that time. Amen. Like what? The manna, for instance. The manna that fell in the wilderness. It sustained what? The children of Israel in the wilderness. That it was what? A daily bread. And the following day, they are hungry to go and look for what? Another one. You see? That's partial. Partial realization. It's not that it's completely what? False. You see? Because there are two things he's going to say here. Now, Jesus, you remember when he said, this is that bread. When Jesus said in John 6, I think 53, when he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood, ye have no life in you. So when you come down to verse 58, he's talking about bread. And then he said, that is the bread which came down from heaven. He's talking about what? Himself. Amen. Not as your father did eat manna and were dead, but he that eateth of this bread shall live forever. So you get what? The partial bread and then the perfect bread. Amen. Just like the sacrifice of the blood of bulls and goats. See? Said every... It's something that if the worshippers should once purge, should not have what? Should not have had a conscience to sin again. Amen. So that was partial. And then... the true sacrifice, Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ. He said, for this man, he did what? After he had offered one sacrifice, see, for sin forever, he sat down at the right hand of God. Amen. Amen. You don't have any desire. Brother, the blood of Jesus Christ is in you, isn't it? Do you have any desire to go and sin again? No. Yes, sir. So for once, he's perfected the brain, the bride. But before, bulls and goats, if he was a liar, he would still lie, and then the following year, I said, I lied against my wife. And then the blood of bulls and goats, the following year, you come back again, even not lying alone. Even I stole someone's goat. You see, that wasn't what. Though it was doing some work, but it was just partial. So what the prophet is saying here, that the true witness is the same thing. True witness is the same thing. So now the word true is the same word we saw back there in Revelation 3:7. You recall that it does not mean true as in contrast with false. It's a richer and deeper meaning by far, and it expresses perfect realization in contrast with partial realization. So we are going to look at that. Amen. Now, the prophet said, now back in the Philadelphia age, the coming of the Lord was drawing nigh. He said, what great love that age manifested to him. Philadelphia, they manifested what? Great love. Praise the Lord. It was there Jesus told that church in Philadelphia, said, I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. They had little strength, but yet they kept his word. Amen. And never denied his name. And my brother, this little strength he's talking about here is a big status here. Because he said, I've set before you an open door. And an open door, as the prophet said, is a time of what? As the spreading of the gospel. Amen. So this open door, you see that this message came between Philadelphia and what? And Laodicea. Praise God. See, so they had little strength, but he said, I've set before you an open door. But that open door opened onto what? Opened onto Laodicea age. Praise God. Now let's quickly look at something is very, very important before. Let's take that one before we close. Amen. Now, we think of the word witness. Listen closely. We think of the word witness. Well, that word is the one we get from Matthew. Huh? Witness, he said, is a word we get from Matthew. The Bible speaks of Stephen and Antipas and others as what? Martyrs. You see that? What is coming? He is the true witness. And here he's talking about what? Stephen and Antipas. They were also what? Witnesses. Amen. So we are seeing the partial witnesses and then the true witness. Praise God. So, they were martyrs. They were also witnesses. Praise God. But Jesus was the faithful martyr. The Holy Ghost is the witness to that. And the Spirit bears record of that. See, I don't want to run on this. It's very, very important, brother. Jesus is what? Is the faithful martyr, the faithful witness. Witness stands for martyr. Praise the Lord. Someone who dies, who is ready to die for the word of God. Amen. So my brother, the question is to us this morning, are you a witness also? Are you a witness to this gospel? Then that spirit of a martyr must be in you. Praise God. that you have that spirit to die for the cause of this gospel. Amen. And it is not the question of going for the president here to slaughter your head. No, sir, that's not what we are meaning here. But someone who dies, who has the spirit of a martyr in you. My brother, even when the whole world is asleep, you wake up praying for your pastor, praying for your church. You are what? That's what we call dying for what? For the gospel. Amen. Not only going, it's what? Going to what? In our evangelism and all those of things. You are doing the work of any small thing that you do in the house of God. Sacrifice is the spirit of a martyr that is in you. Praise the Lord. You see. So, brethren, let's watch it. Let's watch it. Everybody, if you are truly a witness of this gospel, there is something that you could do. That spirit must be in you. No one tells you to do this in support of this. No one tells you to be here or to be that. But already that spirit is in you. Praise God. As a martyr, you die for what? For the cause of the gospel. Amen. Do you know, like the soul leader, for instance, he doesn't just come and then open a dish. He had to sit down somewhere and pray and ask the Lord to what? Give him what? The leadership to come here to lead songs. Praise God. You see, that time you were asleep. Most of us probably asleep. The same thing to the ministers. Sometimes you don't know what to go and preach. You had to what? Wait on the Lord for direction. The whole night you had to be sitting down. Praise the Lord. See. So we have many things. Even coming here early in the morning to sweep the house here, put things. See, it's all what? That's the spirit of martyr in you. Amen. Or you could what? Suppose if you have bigger
trap pockets,
You can put in here.
Where's the basket?
All. Oh, praise the Lord. See, you are supporting your matter. Praise God. See, so let us all make sure that spirit of a martyr as a witness is in us. Do you believe that? Amen. God richly bless you for that. Amen. He said Jesus was a faithful martyr. The Holy Ghost is the witness to that. See, the Holy Ghost is a witness to that. And so the Holy Ghost in you will what? Will do it. See. The Spirit bears record of that. See. See, the world hated Jesus. And it killed him. So as a witness, the world what? Will hate you. Huh? If the world loves you, it's because you love the world. Uh-huh. See? The world hated Jesus and it killed him, but God loved him and he went to the Father. See, the proof that he went to the Father is that the Holy Ghost came. Amen. Sometimes when we hear things like that, say, but the scripture tells us that there's only one God, and then still we hear of Jesus who went to the Father. You get a little bit confused, isn't it? Hey, my brother, the time will ring the bell. If you don't ring the bell, I will... You've rung it already. Oh! Oh, God, it's your blessing. I'm taking away. I just look up and it was 2 minutes past. I say, oh, God richly bless you. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for another week. Oh, what a beautiful day that, Lord, you have given to us. And we thank you for the joy of our hearts because we have come to your presence, Lord. So, Father, now we want to worship you. We want to praise your name. We want to lift up your name, O God, and we commit, Lord, the sound leader into your hands, the musicians, the instruments, our lips, our hands, everything, our heart especially, Lord. We want to lift everything, Lord, to thy praise. So, Father, come, overshadow us, Lord, now, to create the atmosphere for your word, O God, to come, even as your servant wishes and your presence, Lord. Father, overshadow him also and bring him here, O God, and set him aside and speak to us this morning. We ask it in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.